Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
What up? Things that turn you off and on about your mate, that's the topic tonight. It's Wednesday, March 20th, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, your hip-hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. Hump Day in full effect. Hey, tonight, the conversation surrounds what turns you on and what turns you off about your significant other. Plus, we got a special guest stopping past tonight, Miss Alexa. You know, she got that hot new joint called Cause We Feel Like It. We got that inside Hump Day Wednesday for you. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We got, again, special guest Alexa hanging out with some new music that's burning up the charts consecutively. We got it for you. You know, we always got your new music first. Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, representing Charlotte and Plant City tonight. Hey, they coming at you right after this. We'll be right back. Again, our special guest, Alexa, inside Hump Day Wednesday, things that turn you on and off about your mate. Hey, we'll be right back. Smooth new music for you inside Hump Day Wednesday.
Time and time again, and when we
I never wanna do this without you, we love. And that's reason to know, cause we love.
Hump Day Wednesday, T.M. Hyman, Tampa, Florida. What's going on, everybody? Tonight's topic, things that turn you on and off about your mate. It's Hump Day Wednesday, and this conversation is going to be funny. Before we go any further, let's welcome Miss Kizzy CeeLo Boston to the show, all the way live out of Charlotte. What's going
good
on
afternoon
tonight,
in the morning time. How do you do?
What's good with you? We are doing fine up in here tonight. All the way live from Plant City, Florida. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What's good, everybody? Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day to the city. Hey, from the way she walks in those high heels to the way he rubs her back, hey, you know, from how we leave our underwear in the floor to those ungodly smells that come from y'all when y'all act like, what happened? What happened?
Oh, my God. Y'all pee on the toilet.
We know you.
No. I'm glad he started on that tangent because I got a good one. Ooh, I got a good one.
Off about your mate tonight. That's the topic. But hey, let's welcome our very special guest hanging out. She got new music that's burning up the charts. One of America's number one independent artists, Miss Alexa. Thanks for stopping past the show, Mama.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show.
She might be muted.
That's on us. One more time, Alexa. One more time. That was us. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. Welcome
to
the show, Alexa.
Can you guys hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, cool.
Welcome. No doubt. Thanks for stopping past. Hot new pop artist, Miss Alexa, America's new reason for partying. Hey, I played the joint. I just got it from Ray. Today, played it in instant, like, party jam. We've officially crossed over here on this show because your joint rocks. But what's the motivation behind, you know, I'm going to call it dance music, really.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Well, I mean, I recorded it right when I was graduating high school, actually, and I was going into the summer, so my mindset was just really have as much fun as possible before I get to college. So that's really just the vibe of the song and kind of the mood of the music and kind of that genre in general.
For people who do not know, this is your first project, correct?
It is. It's my first single. We've been working on it since last summer, actually, so it's finally finished.
And where do you call home, Alexa?
New York, right by the city.
New York City. So have you always aspired to be a singer, or did you just bump into this?
I actually rode horses from when I was, like, 4 to, like, 13, and that was my sport and my hobby and everything. And then I had never really done anything else, but had always loved to sing, so I started taking lessons, and I stopped riding competitively. And then I met an executive producer at a recital I was doing, and things just really took off from there. So unplanned, but hoped for.
Unplanned but hopeful. No, absolutely. So who are some of the producers that you work with on this project?
Tony Prendat Carter was the executive producer, and then a group called Team Whoopi also produced the record. So it was kind of a group effort.
Who would you compare your sound to if you were to compare it to anyone?
Right now, I'd say maybe Kesha, but it's always changing. I like a lot of different music, so we're hopefully going to experiment with a lot of stuff. But right now, I think that's kind of where the vibe is.
Who are some of your musical idols?
Oh, God, Michael Jackson I've loved since forever, and he was kind of an inspiration for me. Nirvana, their music. Just Janis Joplin, a lot of old stuff.
Yeah, so like rock and soul, right. I want to get to it. Can we go ahead and hear it you know, because y'all got me anticipating this one.
Let's jump into it. Alexa, when we come back, I don't know if you have a significant other right now, but we want to talk about some of the things that have turned you on and turned you off about your mate. Hey, Alexa, go ahead and introduce this. Introduce your new song.
All right. This is my new single, Because We Feel Like It, and I'm Alexa.
Tia Mohammed Radio Live. We'll be back.
You heard it here first.
Tia Mohammed Radio Live. We
That's
are back
right.
with you. And that was Alexa, our special guest tonight, and her new hit single, Because We Feel Like It. And I'm getting ready to use that as my new theme for everything now, because I feel like it. Because
oh,
we
you
feel
put a
like
beat
it. That's
you,
why.
You should put a B up there. It's because we feel like it.
Because we feel like it. Yes, please get that right.
Don't get her first song, girl. Good gracious.
That rocks, Alexa. That rocks. I can hear
Thank
that
you.
as I'm partying with my girls in Miami, swinging our hair around, looking extra cute.
Yeah. It gave me a feel of like a mix of Cyndi Lauper and Britney Spears. That's what I got.
Yeah. From. Well, I'm a huge fan of Cyndi Lauper, and she's women in music. She's
iconic.
One of the
Both of those people are pretty dope, though. The ones that I just compared to you, they're pretty dope. I mean, I know that, you know, Britney Spears may get some bad media or whatever, but she's an awesome artist.
I'm such a huge fan.
Yeah, she's an awesome artist. But
Thank you so much. No.
Let's get to the topic tonight. Things that turn you off and on about your mate, since we have Alexa for a few more minutes hanging out. I know you have to rock on and continue to promote this new project you have. But, Miss Alexa, you can tell us the thing that turn you on or the thing that turn you off about anything that just comes to mind that you're like, you know, this just, I love that, or I just hate that, something specific about a mate.
Leaving the toilet seat up, definitely. Love that. No, I'm just kidding. I hate that.
That's very high on the list.
Yeah.
Good one, girl.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, messy toothpaste.
I pour bleach. I just pour bleach all over the toilet and, like, right there where they got to stand. So when they walk to use the bathroom, they step right into bleach.
TMI.
And so then they
don't have to use it. That's dirty. We don't even got to do all that.
TMI. TMI.
Oh, my God.
Try it.
Miss Alexa, where can we follow you? Are you on Facebook, Twitter, email?
Yeah.
How can we pick up
I do Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Alexa Rocks Music.
Oh, yeah, Alexa, I'm going to hit you up on Instagram, definitely.
Hit her up. Awesome. And if we want to actually pick up a copy of Because We Feel Like It, how can we get it? Where is it?
It's on iTunes now.
Nice.
iTunes, doing it big.
Nice.
So are you going to do an album, Alexa? Are you going to, when are you looking to do the full album?
We're planning on an EP, so we have like half an album, and one of them is going to be a cover, which will be super cool.
Okay. Good deal.
And Alexa, what's the label? What's the name of the label that's pushing the album and the record?
2CK.
2CK?
Yep.
Be on the lookout for Miss Alexa. You can hit her up again on, did you say Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter?
Yep, all three.
All three at Alexa Rocks Music. Alexa, A-L-E-X-A, Rocks Music. My friend, thank you for stopping past. Anytime you want to come back, you can hang out with us. Folks are listening all over the world, and we really appreciate you tonight. Thank you. Anything that you want to say before you get out of here? I know you have to run, and I don't want to make rivers.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Check it out on iTunes. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and hopefully you'll be seeing much more of me.
Tim, she's actually coming to Tampa in about 3 weeks, so I'll make sure to hit you up and we'll do it in person while we're there.
Hey, we appreciate that. Hey, thanks, Miss Alexa. Thanks for Ray Blanco.
Hi, Ray.
Entertainment Media. Hey, appreciate you, man. Hey, folks, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Let's go to the phones. Tonight's topic, things that turn you off and on or on about your mate. You can hit us either way, things that turn you on or things that turn you off. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Tim Hyman family? Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man, I'm sleepy. Hey, man, I've been at work since 9 o'clock this morning. I called here, and I was feeling like, man, I'm going to call into the show because I feel like Players Club. You remember when, what's the dude, what he say? Do something to make me feel good. So I'm going to go ahead and call in the Tim Hyman radio show.
I know that's right. Well, I'm glad we make you feel good.
Let me see. What I hate when females do that whiny, pouty stuff where some of them want to be baby and babyish. I don't know. It just turns me off. I'm just like, I don't want to hear no grown woman pout.
Let's clarify now. You said whiny and pouty. Now let's clarify this. Is it just the whining part, or is it the pouting that goes along with it? Because sometimes I've found if you're whining at the right time, you know, it's appropriate. It's appropriate, but it just depends on if there's pouting going along with it at that right time.
It's never, appropriate. It's never
That's all I'm saying. It's never appropriate.
But when it comes to the leave the toilet thing up, sometimes as a male, you got to do something to turn your female off to make them love you.
Cut it out.
What?
You
cut it out.
That's why you don't have no friends in America right now.
Sometimes you have to do something to annoy a female so they'll love you.
Absolutely damn not. What the
hell? Hell no.
I learned this. One of my big homies told me, like, even if you, like, say you're riding in the car with your girl and she's sitting there and she's driving, and every time y'all get to the light, you just sit there and just start tapping on her shoulder. Just tapping on her shoulder. And you don't even want nothing. You're just tapping her. And it's annoying as hell. That right there, that'll make her love you.
Oh, my God.
What it will get you is probably elbows. Or, you know, there may be some slight form of tussling going on at the light because you had just plucked the last nerve that I had last week.
You might pull back a nub.
And they're going to come out and play just like this.
You know you got to do a remix, right?
That's all, everybody. See you tomorrow. You're live.
Mad, I get more butt than ashtray. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga throat much. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the boots disappear. Vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmick, the whack lyrics. The shit is depressing, pathetic. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
Here comes a brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor.
No rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, rap great, bust a head, straight and dreads, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a tech nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, word is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, dip your girl's butt, I scraped it. Shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no relief. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm Keith. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking bad flavor in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Hardcore, it's my time to burn, to explore. The flavor in your ear is the voice shout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking with the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the Flatbush Abyss. BLS 97 Kiss Bastard. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo.
Diamonds, diamonds, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tissues. Skeevy, delicious. Give me cooch, cooch, love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans. Flavor like pralines. Sick daddy, I mean. Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs tap. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your gold cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha, electrocuted barracuda.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, that was Flavor in Your Ear remix.
Heavy there. The
I needed that one right there.
Everybody,
like,
hey, hey, hey. Okay,
all right. You better believe that.
Yo, that right there is the party for anybody that is 30 plus, really 25 plus if you really love
really,
hip hop. You know, that was a party like all over the place. Excuse us for the non-edit version, but for all those
yeah.
true hip hoppers, hey, we said them words. We said them words loud. So sorry for the explicit language. It's just all in the name of the
ears
all
up.
Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Hollywood,
but is it good?
Okay.
Hey, things that turn you on and off about your mate. Things that turn you on and off about your mate. Washington, D.C., Cooper, always checking in, always representing. Hey,
yeah.
Coop, you told us what turns you on, brother. Tell us what turns you on.
Oh, he took too deep of a breath for this one.
A woman that pays for everything.
No, oh, what turns me off?
That's sexy.
Nah, you go out,
that's sexy.
Yeah, that is sexy, but it don't even have to be that deep. It could be if you go out and you pay for it, and then she say, I got the tip.
I know that's right.
Wow.
Because it's like she made an effort.
Wow.
They're not sitting there with their hands underneath their butt.
Okay.
So what I'm hearing and understanding is that the ladies that you have been encountering are holding on to the pocketbook tighter than, you know, the chokehold on a chicken.
No, it's some of them out there, but, you know, when they do that, you look at them differently. And so, ladies, y'all need to, especially y'all gold diggers, need to step your game up.
Also,
red women with long hair get me in trouble every damn time.
And I have nothing against my light skinned ladies. It's just, you know, us chocolate drops have had it hard for a long time, boy. We're supposedly back in style right now. You know, we're supposedly in, quote unquote, but, you know, there's still, you know, the shot every now and then. But, you know.
Yeah, y'all got to keep
going.
Because I'm trying to tell you, it's hard out here in Malaysia.
I'm going to paddle the ping pong ball on your side of the table. Whoever wants to take it. But ladies,
yeah, I'll run.
What turns you on, what turns you off?
I'll run. I have a lot that turns me off about men, but I'm going to share this one that one of my coworkers shared with me when I told her what our topic of the show was going to be. Now, she said that someone told her that as soon as humanly possible in a relationship, like ASAP, you need to have a bowel movement in front of your mate or potential mate or boyfriend or that person. Now, the time frame in which you men... No, ain't true.
I get it, though. No, I get it, too.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. Wait. Let her finish. Let her finish.
My question is, even as baffled as I am at your responses, What am I supposed to say when I meet said young man? So, you know, it was really nice to meet you. I like the conversation that we had. You know, thank you for answering my questions as far as, you know, your goals and aspirations and whether you want to have kids or not. And why don't you follow me to the bathroom so I can take a doo-doo real quick and, you know, you can see if you can stand it or not. Like,
that's
what
too soon. No,
okay,
that's
but
too
she
soon.
She said ASAP. When is ASAP?
Yeah, but... Yeah, no, this is after, like, you've taken the person home. No, this isn't you at the mall and you meet them and then you go to the bathroom in front of them. You go into the family restroom.
No, sir.
No.
Y'all done did the dirty and everything, so, you know, then you go ahead.
Even after you've done the dirty, yo, no. And listen. Without me giving up too much of my own business, I do my thing. I get down. Ain't no secret to it. I get down. But I'm saying after I get down, I don't want you to go and you're in the bathroom brushing your teeth or something like that, and I'm going to come in there and I got a boo-boo. And no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
No.
You poo in front of them. If you can poo in front of this person,
you can
be around this person. Because bowel movement, hold on, listen. The funny thing
is that bowel movements are more sacred
to men than they are women.
And he
just said it's a trust thing.
Guys would rather let you boo-boo in front of them than pass gas. No way.
I don't want to smell my own, let alone smell yours. Hey, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
I don't want to smell it.
But I am not going to the bathroom in front of you.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mug, mug. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling, man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling from the bank accounts, I'm feeling what a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, click, click,
oh God.
Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, clap, fill them up. Yeah, I'm going, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking Re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking Bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hobo Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years. Ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meets the supreme team. And all our eyes twinning only means
okay,
one thing. You ain't f***ing with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, click. Click, click, click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Break records to Louis. Ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in pairs, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. What's wrong with my clique? Ain't nobody fresher than my mom clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad men, they want to.
Kanye, Big Sean, Jay-Z, Click. It's 10:05 in New York City. It's 11:05 in Rio de Janeiro. It's 3:05 in the a.m. out in Paris. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. Hump Day Wednesday. Things that turn you on and off about your mate. Now, Regina, Hot Chocolate, Plant City. You got a nasty friend, if that's something that turned her on, watching her
no,
man
that
stink,
wasn't
stink.
It. What, I
her
don't
man,
understand.
Watching her man stink is nasty.
Listen.
That turns her on.
I don't necessarily know if that was a turn on or a turn off, but that was just some advice that someone shared with her. So I'm assuming that with that particular person, it was a turn on to them because apparently it worked. Her and the guy had been together for like 4 years. So the person that gave her the advice, like she's scooping with the boo-boo. It worked.
That's some stinky advice. That's some stinky advice.
Stinky love. Stinky love.
What if it didn't stink?
Come on, see, here we go with this rationale of this don't stink and that don't stink. It all has an odor.
Hey, not everybody has stinky poo.
Don't believe it.
Depending on what they
that?
Eat.
What is it serving on? We're going to move past this. What
thank
is it
you.
Serving as
yes.
an aphrodisiac? What is
yeah,
that?
I don't know, but what I'm going to tell you what the I like smells. It's not boo-boo, mind you. I like a good cologne. A good cologne on a man. Whew, a good cologne and some good shoes.
Antonio Banderas has a banging cologne. Antonio Banderas. If y'all
Antonio, I have. I don't like that. I don't like
well,
that.
Well, on this man, it smells
good. And things that turn you on about your mate is the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. We really want to hear from you. I'm scared to enter these waters, choppy waters. Madam CeeLo Boston, those things that turn you off and on.
Pretty much
people.
Everything.
Oh, gosh. She don't like nothing. And,
I don't like
you know, that. That's it.
But you know what? What turns me on is a man that can cook and a man that can clean. It's something about a man vacuuming the floor that just does it for me. I don't know.
I'm not.
Well, as long as he doesn't have on an apron.
No, I don't know. See, you just messed up my fantasy.
He doesn't have to be dressed
exactly.
like Benson or anything
exactly.
like that. It's just like,
in my
no.
mind, this man had on a jersey, like some shorts. I mean, because you're not supposed to be dressed up cleaning the house, so... You just put him in the apron, and that was just like, that messed up my fantasy.
I don't need to feed the apron. Just like
that's
he
funny.
Said, the effort,
okay, so what else?
Goes a long way.
Yeah, it does. And you know what? And let's see, what else? Turns me on. Yeah. Oh, music. Good music. If they're a music, it's something about that. Like, if they know
music. Yeah,
the music
is sexy.
And, you know, it's like, oh, and you know what? Intellect. An intelligent man. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no harm, but talk my panties off. Don't try and take them off with your hands.
I mean, like, well, intellectually, that's better than.
I got some freaks on this show.
Hey, I'm a grown woman, baby, grown woman.
When are we going to have my dating special?
This is like the third or fourth time she's asked about this. We need to get together. We're going to have a call-in special to find CeeLo some dating advice.
Well, you know what would be cool? What would be cool is if we could actually get Keith Sweat to come and hang out with us and do like a whole Make It Last Forever type
thing. Like his book. Yes.
Yeah, to promote that project and the whole nine. My friend Tammy, who's actually listening to us, one of the basketball wives, Tammy herself, she actually has a real nice product that she's serving up to women, making them look I guess, extra special. She got some products, and she's going to come on and talk about her products and basketball wise. So, again, big up
to Tammy,
basketball wise.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, know why? I want to meet her all for some whole other reasons. And only my daughter said, okay, she saw the show, and she said, Mom, that's who reminds me of you.
Yeah, she's crazy like you, absolutely.
She's crazy. I'll say that, and I don't even mean that in no disrespect, but she's crazy about things that she's passionate about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to me, there's a difference. You're not just crazy,
see,
like off the handle, off the hook.
And this is why you work. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I love it.
Well, she wasn't saying that was you. She was saying that was
hey,
Tammy.
You know what?
She said, you crazy.
No,
enough,
I'm saying
crazy.
That was Tammy.
You just
I'm saying
crazy
that was Tammy,
crazy.
No doubt.
You know
and
what?
I needed to clarify that because
I
if I say you say that to Tammy wrong, it's going to be a problem.
I,
you know what I'm saying? And I don't
what?
Want no problem before
you. And y'all don't have no
start.
Friends in America neither. Y'all don't have no friends neither. How about that?
We love you.
And I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your life goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
Thank you.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate back with you. TM Hyman the General, Madam CeeLo Boston, and that was Chester Gregory. If you only little something smooth for you while we're in here wilding out. Oh my gosh.
Things that turn you on and off about your mate. Things that turn you on and off about your mate. That's the topic tonight. Kizzy, we love you.
Yeah.
All the time, baby. All the time.
I love y'all too.
I'm gonna say that once again, Tammy, if you're listening. I mean, no disrespect by the crazy comment. When you come to town and we gonna party it up in Tampa, girl, I got the first round of drinks. I'm gonna show you where the cute boys are at. Oh no, I forgot she got a Haitian boyfriend. Nope, I take that back because he's listening too. I'm sorry. Let me just stop while I'm ahead. But I do apologize for the comment.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Save that guy for me when I get there.
Lord.
Real talk, real people, real times. We are Tia Mama Radio Live. Hey, thanks for hanging out. Back on Friday, 9 p.m. For that cipher.
Coming
at you next week.
General, you can't dodge the question. I need you to answer the question,
absolutely.
Too. What turns you on or what turns you off about a female?
What turns me on, I'll say, is a woman that is well-groomed. I like a woman to smell like a woman. I like a woman to have soft, oiled skin. I think women's skin should never be ashy.
Ashing away.
I'm putting
ash
on.
I like a well groomed woman. You know, I mean, hair did, nails did, everything did. You know,
fancy baby.
That's sexy. Specifically when it's an intimate situation. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't be intimate with an ashy woman that got on some white tube socks that look like mine.
You know what?
What if her feet are cold?
What tube socks?
You feel me?
What if her feet are cold?
You feel me? I'm just saying. That's what turns me off. And what turns me off is a woman that demands chivalry. A woman that demands chivalry. I mean, because this is my thing. You know, if you down for her, you're going to do what makes her happy anyway. You know, so, you know, yeah, I might have to be reminded about the door sometimes, you know.
Yeah, so a woman should
But I'm talking about the car door. But as far as going in and out of door, that's just the proper thing to do. I'm going to do that anyway. I'm going to do that for an old woman. Or an old lady, I'm going to do that for any lady. I'm going to do that for, I mean, a young lady, an old lady. You know, so I'm going to definitely do it for my lady.
Yeah.
But what turns me off is for you to be walking way ahead of me. You be at the door, and you stand at that damn door waiting for me to come and open it.
Okay, now that's a little bit crazy, but to tell me, what's the difference to you between demanding it and expecting it?
It's one and the same. It's one and the
what?
Same. When you walk far ahead of me,
I mean, no, that's far fetched right there. She could have been at the food court by the time you got to the door. That's far fetched.
But you stand at the door. And you going to make me open the door for you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll fall back. I'll fall back and let you open that door yourself. You're not going to make me do it. I do it because I want to do it. You're not going to make me do it.
Like that, though.
I can get with that one. No, I can get with that. I'll open the door and we'll be at the door.
We're talking about things that turn you off. That turns me off.
I'll just give him a little reminder. Well, you not opening the door for me anymore? And you say it real sweet and it doesn't start an argument versus, Negro, you don't know how to open the door. I've been standing here for 2 minutes waiting for you to walk your slow tail from the car.
Man, listen. That's unfairness. My thing is,
what you want, ashy feet? Because
hold on, first of all, my feet ain't ashy. You see my feet.
Wait. ashy cold feet.
Yeah.
With the white tube socks on. Oh, man. He killed it with
like
that one.
Sand all the way home. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, she's not with it tonight, folks. Madam Tebow has left the building, and Kizzy has a chat with
you. I have freshly bathed in vitamin E oil. Thank you very much.
She's slick.
Damn it. Oh, y'all not my friends tonight.
Oh, boo. You know,
we
got nothing but love for you, baby.
I, you know, appreciate y'all
about
love.
To say?
But these people right here, they not loving me tonight. I don't know
what
it is.
No, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I don't even know anymore, but y'all just not even my friends tonight.
Now, mind you, this will be my fault somehow later on. Regina, you made me forget what you were saying. I knew it. It's all good.
Things that turn you off and on about your mate is the topic tonight. I'm going to
tell you another
thing. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
I'm
going
to tell you one vital thing that is a for sure turn off. I do not care if you come to my door looking like Idris Elba, smelling like I know Idris Elba smells at any given time of day, and you open your mouth and it smells like raw sewage. That's
up.
One. That's a for sure definite no. I don't. Yeah, bro. This is not gonna do it.
That's unconstitutional.
This joint right here is called Breathe Again. Even though she don't want you to ever breathe again.
Ever.
Too funny, TM Holland Radio Live.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh. And I know he put some dirt in your face. And then he left you gasping for air. Well, I can breathe new life in you, baby. Just let me take you there. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
Thank you.
Styles, Breathe Again, T.M. Hyman Radio. We are live. Hot chocolate, Madam Sebo Boston, that dude, T.M. Hyman. Man, thanks for rocking with us. Tonight's topic, things that turn you on and off about your mate. Big up to Alexa. She got the new single, Cause We Feel Like It. We're going to play that again before we get out of here. Big up to Ray Blanco. And watch the night. He'll be in Chicago tomorrow. Big up to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Travel safe.
No doubt. And big up to all of you for making us who we are, a part of one of the baddest talk radio shows in the country. And we proud of it.
No doubt.
We do put some kind of energy in and some type of structure to what we do. I know it sounds straight crazy, but it's entertainment. And we love you for loving us. Hey, big up to everybody who checked out last week's show about intimacy gone wrong or something like that. That show,
do a part two.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, so many people have gone back and listened to that podcast. It has kicked over 1,000 already, and that's just been like a few days. A week. That was like a week ago
nice.
Before that show. And, man, thanks for listening to what we have to say. Big up. We're back at 10.
Love
We're
you.
Back at 9 on Friday.
At the right time. At the right time.
At the right time. We were like a half an hour late tonight, but it's okay. We work it out however we do it. Big up. New Orleans, big up Tennessee, big up Alabama, Alabama State, Tennessee State, Salmo University, man, I can't even remember, 8 colleges last week, Fisk University showed us a really good time, Alabama A&M, real good time, went whitewater rafting, snow tubing, man, listen, if you ever really want to do something, with your family, take them up into the Rocky Mountains. Thanks for rocking, everybody. Ladies, take us home.
Big up to my peoples in Lakeland listening. Hi, Cody. Hi, Charles. I see you.
What up, Cody and Charles? Thanks for listening.
Yes. Safe travels to my brother, Baby Boston. Hope you get there safe. I love all y'all. And whatever you do, do it well. Thank y'all. Next time.
T.M. Hyman Live. Good night.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.